Hello, this is lesson 5, part 3. Just a brief summary of the proposals we have for Virginia Woolf and our diary entries, our journal entries, and what I want you to all think about for the video conference on the 2nd of April. I will write this down, so do look at that plan which I have posted. It's a Word document, the plan for the video conference, just so we're all very clear what we need to do, and do remind me if we haven't done it all, because you know I'm not a good multitasker, so when I'm doing the video conference I'm looking at you, I'm trying to keep an eye on the chat, etc. I sometimes lose sight of all our objectives because it is complex at the moment. Okay, we said Virginia Woolf, Alice Frontonesi's proposal. Could you all make sure that you look at that, because she's written a file with a diagram, and I think you should all look at it, and maybe five of you who like it could work on that. I don't think it's a big project, it's a small project, so five people for that if you like it. The masks or the need to be made. I think it's quite nice because it's short, it's brief, okay. Two, Naomi's idea of having a sort of workshop with people talking about writing with a group of writers people who want to be writers, talking about keeping a journal. Again, I think this could be brief, and it doesn't really have to sort of repeat the same material as Alice's idea. So maybe four or five people could work on that as a small project. Okay. Then if you feel I'm overloading you and it's all getting too complicated, say, whoa, no. Okay. But, you know, Naomi had the idea. The third idea, Martinez, for the big issue, this homeless people's magazine given out in the street. I'm not quite so clear about how that would work with journal entries. It's true that in the big issue, which is this, for those who didn't do the street course, the big issue is quite a well-organized project in Britain, in that homeless people work. I think their main job, let's say, is selling these magazines on the street. So each homeless person actually, it's not like Fuori Binario in Italy. Where, you know, for me, my experience of that is that it's more like people begging, because they're offering this magazine, but they're asking you to just give any amount of money for it. In England, this magazine has a price. I think it might have gone up now to £3. Okay. And so they're actually selling it. They actually, these homeless people, have to buy these magazines. They don't just get given them. They have to, let's say, I don't know, pay £1.50 for the magazine, and then they have to sell it at a profit. They have to buy their jackets. They have an official jacket which identifies them as a big issue seller. They have a sort of set position in the street. So my experience of this is that I go home to Cambridge because my mother lives there. And so every time I go, I do see the same people. I actually get to know them. Okay, I'm only going 3 times a year, but you can imagine if you go into town every week, for example, you do get to know them. They're very friendly. They look clean and neat, and they are socializing. I think this is one of the main elements, that they actually are having contact with the public, normal contact. Okay. And this all helps to give them a sense of dignity of having a role. And financially, I mean, it doesn't seem like very much they're making, but financially, they are making some money, which can be a start to doing something else. Okay, the other aspect of this magazine is that homeless people actually write some of the articles in the magazine. They write about life on the street. They write about, there is a journal, in a sense, of a homeless person who regularly, we have an update on their situation, how life is going. They've been in a hostel, it went badly, they've done rehabilitation, it went well or badly, they're trying to change their lives, there's an improvement, there's a setback. Okay, so we get journals there. So I'm wondering, you know, maybe rather than linking this to our journals, I think it could be a project for the group who are working on homeless people, or a bigger or a separate group linking with that group. So I'm throwing that back to you, Martina, and to the others to think about. Okay, if you didn't do that course and you can look up the big issue and get an idea of what it is, and maybe think about how that. I think it's a good idea to link that. You know, whether we have time or not is another question, but. You know, I think we need to, as we did very successfully in the first semester, you don't only have one group, you don't only have your group that you're working on your monologues or your videos with, you have probably two is enough, okay, two other projects. And then you know, if we do this thing on the journals, everyone in a small way participates in that, okay? So I think I've mentioned all these, all the ideas that were mentioned, but if I've forgotten someone, please say, because I do, because I've got, you know, I've got ideas coming in, either they're said in the video conference or they're written as a file or mentioned in a video or something. So I might lose track of this, and that's why I wanted to you know, draw all these things together and bring your attention to them. Okay, so that's the Virginia Woolf. Okay, and I've written out this plan for the video conference. So I think I will add that point. So again, very briefly, we discuss it. I actually, since I mentioned starting the video conference quarter for an hour earlier, I realized that, for example, Naomi, who did a video early on, the pregnant woman, she can't make that time when we do the video conference, because that is when she works. I don't know if something has changed, but I've written an email to her to find out if there's another time on Thursday when she could be present, you know, participate in a video conference. So I think we will leave our set time, because that's set up as a regular thing, at 2 o'clock. Naomi gets back to me, maybe I set a short video conference at a different time, and, you know, those of you who could participate in that, so that we can, you know, do a hot seat with Naomi, let her participate in some of the discussions. Okay, so that would, I mean, it would only be worth doing if there are, you know, at least half of us able to participate, and as I say, it could be brief, but I just think if we can, you know, include Naomi or anybody else who, you know, occasionally other people do have problems at the time. I think the first video conference, you know, if somebody has some kind of problem with the connection with their microphone, etc., there would be an alternative time. Okay, so I'm hoping, as usual, that I haven't forgotten something. So, yeah, it was this work. And yes, just not to forget this idea about somebody or a few people to go through the journals and pick some out and put them together, which would be a project for over Easter or afterwards. I mean, some of you may say, let's wait to see more journal extracts. Yes, it gets to be a massive job, so it could be started now and then it could be added to as more as time passes and more journals come in. Anyway, feedback on that, really, that's what I want, okay? And don't let me forget all this, all right? Thank you. Bye-bye.